Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Monday, October 20th. Coming up, the Mississippi River is running low south of Illinois, and that means shipping products like fertilizer will cost more. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Police say a person was shot during an altercation in Campustown this past weekend. Just after midnight on Saturday, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign officers responded to reports of gunfire near the intersection of 5th and Green Streets. They found a male victim suffering from 2 gunshot wounds. Police were unable to locate the suspect. The victim was taken to Carl Hospital, where they received surgery. Their condition has not been released. Though the incident occurred in a business area frequented by U of I students, police say neither the suspect nor the victims have ties to the university. Thousands gathered in front of the Champaign County Courthouse Saturday for the second No Kings protest this year. IPM Student Newsroom Sam Rink has more on this story.
How many roads must stay? Just like the first protest in June, people came out in droves, bringing their families, dogs, and satirical posters to criticize the Trump administration. Speakers highlighted different issues they have with the president, including restrictions on freedom of speech, withholding the Epstein files, and immigration policy. Joe McMiniman is a former member of the Illinois Army National Guard and a retired Springfield alderman. He says Trump's use of the National Guard is dangerous and that his cabinet is unfit.
We have the most corrupt, lawless president in our nation's history, and they're making a mockery of our country, so that's why I'm here.
After the official protest ended, about 150 people joined in an impromptu, non-permitted march down University Avenue.
Marchers on the street, please step onto the sidewalk. You've reached the purview of your permit.
Despite the turn from scheduled events, the demonstration was peaceful throughout and no arrests were made. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
It's harvest season, and Governor J.B. Pritzker worries about Illinois soybean farmers because of President Trump's tariff-driven trade war with China. Mawa Iqbal reports.
China bought $1.4 billion worth of soybeans from Illinois last year, but hasn't imported any in 2025. Instead, it's buying from Argentina, which just got a big bailout from the Trump administration, while Illinois farmers struggle to find a new buyer. Here's Pritzker.
It's abominable that the federal government is providing $20 billion to bail out the Argentine economy. That has allowed Argentina to now trade their soybeans with China. And we're talking about replacing almost all of what Illinois would have provided.
Illinois is the number one soybean producer in the U.S. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Open enrollment is right around the corner. This year, Illinoisans getting their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act will use a new system. Capital News Illinois reports Get Covered Illinois is a state-based marketplace designed to offer more customizable plans and extra special enrollment periods. But as enhanced federal tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year, over 400,000 Illinoisans will see their premiums increase. Illinois Department of Insurance Director Ann Gillespie expects up to a 30% drop in people that will be able to afford coverage.
We're really encouraging people, don't walk away. Come and talk to a navigator. Make an appointment to talk to a navigator, because there are over 1,100 plans that we're going to be offering on the marketplace. There might be an option that will be affordable for you.
Open enrollment begins November 1st and runs through January 15th. Still to come, the Mississippi River is running low south of Illinois, and that means shipping products like fertilizer will cost more. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 68 degrees, turning blustery this afternoon with a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and blustery with a chance of a rain shower and a low of 46 degrees, a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 63 degrees, a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 40 degrees, a west wind 15 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 60 degrees, and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Cheryl Whitlow Thompson's career in journalism goes back more than four decades to her days as a student at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. We'll talk with the NPR senior editor about her journey and the many threats to journalism in America. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Stephanie Orellana. U.S. farmers are facing rising costs. That includes fertilizer, a critical part of getting high yields. Millions of tons of the product travel up the Mississippi River yearly. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports on how low rainfall could contribute to even higher fertilizer prices.
The Mississippi River, stretching over 2,000 miles, is essential for farmers to sell their crops. Nearly half of all U.S. corn, soybeans, and wheat exports pass through here on their way to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm standing at the edge of the river on the pier in Red Wing, Minnesota, just south of the Twin Cities. This is the furthest point where barges can travel them to the U.S. to pick up their crops for export. It's also the last stop for them to unload fertilizers, herbicides, and other essential inputs farmers need. Here, water is plentiful, and barges glide easily along. But in the lower half of the Mississippi, south of Illinois, there's been little rain. Some parts of the river could drop by 8 feet in weeks. Captain Mike Knapper, a Mississippi River tug and pull pilot, says barges have to carry lighter loads to avoid scraping the bottom of the ship's hull on the riverbed.
You know, the less product you take, they got to make more trips to get, you know, X amount of product from A to B.
He now operates out of a pier in Wisconsin, but previously worked in Memphis, Tennessee for 7 years. By late September, the Farm Bureau reported that barge rates had already risen significantly above their long-term averages. If the river shrinks as forecasted for October, rates could reach previous drought year highs.
Somebody else has got to pay the piper for that extra trip. Well, then on the flip side of that, the fertilizer companies are going to charge the farmer more. And trust me, I spent the first 18 years of my life on a dairy farm. I know all about that.
Paul Freeman's farm in Starbuck, Minnesota, is a couple of hours away from the river's edge. The combine we're in is inhaling rows of soybeans. He's feeling the pressure from the fertilizer spikes and expects next spring to be no different.
They're going to spread that cost down the line to where the person has to pay it, and that's me.
But he's got a plan. He'll buy his fertilizer earlier this year in the winter to better plan his costs for the spring. Has that happened before?
Farmers are getting smarter, and they're doing that more.
Chad Hart, an ag economist at Iowa State University, agrees. He says that while some buy fertilizer early, others wait, hoping that the price will come down.
You're just trying to figure out best how to time the market to try to avoid those pinch points.
These rising costs come at a time when many producers are already in a tough place. China has decided not to buy any soybeans for the upcoming market year. It's also buying less corn.
So it's sort of a double whammy for farmers here. They're facing lower prices for their corn and soybeans if we can't move as fast down the river. But we're also facing higher fertilizer, higher input costs because of that same problem.
Back at his farm, Paul Freeman is about to unload today's harvest into a storage truck. It's usually a moment of great pride, but with high operating costs and low revenues, his margins are tightening.
At the end of the day, I got to make ends meet, just like the person doing the checkout at the grocery store. That person has to make ends meet also.
So he's adapting. He's expanding his local business connections, selling specialty crops to Japan, and putting less fertilizer on his fields. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Orellana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Sam Rink, Mawa Iqbal, Capital News Illinois, and Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Orellana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.